The current roster of the Elections Board includes four people appointed by Democrats, three by Republicans, and one each by the state Supreme Court Chief Justice and Libertarian Party. The Green Party is growing in Wisconsin, but their candidate did not get enough votes in the governor's race last year for the Greens to gain membership to the Elections Board. But the Greens have started sending a member to monitor each board meeting. Sister Bay resident Dick Kaiser says he's willing to make some personal sacrifice to attend the sessions, which often begin at 9:30 in the morning in the Milwaukee suburb of Brookfield.
I have driven down. I left at 4:30 this morning to come down. And if I'm not here, someone else from the committee will be here.
At a meeting last week, Kaiser did more than observe. He was the only member of the general public to speak, and called for the board to take swift action against 40 people who the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says went over state limits on political donations in 2002. Kaiser says last year, the board did little to punish a smaller number of people who violated the donation law in 2001.
We're concerned at this point that clearly the slippery slope has been passed and the green light has been given that the Elections Board is willing to pass on this and basically be a non-entity and to allow the money to flow at will.
Elections Board member David Halbrook says last year the board did tell campaigns they had to warn big contributors about potentially going over the $10,000 annual giving limit. He says the board also tried to put the lid on campaigns saying some funds came from other members of the donor's family. Halbrook says the Elections Board will investigate the new round of alleged violations and may take a tougher attitude. The Green Party says it will be watching. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.